Did the FBI pay Christopher Steele, and was the dossier the basis for securing warrants at the FISA court to spy on Americans associated with the Trump campaign? Really, when you sum it all up, it boils down to those fundamental questions. Did you pay the guy who wrote it? And did you use what he wrote, disproven, discredited dossier paid for by the Clinton campaign? Did you use it to go get warrants to spy on Americans? That's what it comes down to. And you're the guy who can answer those questions. And I was convinced, yesterday I was convinced that the answer to those questions was probably yes. But today I'm even more convinced the answer is yes, based on the text messages we got to read early this morning.
Even the Wall Street Journal agrees there's an ongoing coup to overthrow a duly elected president. And it's guided by Obama and or Obama-Hillary supporters in our intel services. Comey, McCabe, Strzok, Holder, Podesta, Lynch. Not sure about Mueller yet. But it doesn't look good. Some of the statements made by Strzok and his associates. Walks into a Walmart, says, smells like Trump voters. So not only are we irredeemable and deplorable, now we are stinky. But it goes further. And here's the real key sentences that you got to remember here. Strzok in McCabe's office. That's the assistant director to Wray, FBI director. Also, Strzok was in charge of the Hillary investigation and the Flynn investigation. Said Trump won't win, but just in case, we need an insurance policy. And then all of a sudden we have the Russian dossier. And as a Jim Jordan, Republican congressman, says, this was created by Strzok, Christopher Steele, and Bruce Orr's wife, who is one of the top guys in the DOJ. And he has accused Strzok of taking it to a FISA court to get warrants to spy on the Trump administration and his family. And then to appoint Mueller as a special prosecutor. If justice is to service, if justice is to survive in America, everyone involved in this obstruction of justice, this treason, the Uranium One scandal and the Clinton email scandal must be arrested and tried and put in the jail. This, ladies and gentlemen, is treason. No more, no less. All right, if you have questions, call 573-364-0800 or
Star KTTR.
And welcome to the Dave Weinbaum Show. I'm here with radio legend Lee Burr. Hi, Lee. How you doing?
Good morning, Dave.
All right, it's good to see you at the Christmas party the other day.
Mm-hmm.
And are you all ready for Christmas?
Mm-hmm.
Good. We've got a good show today. We've got, we had Marty Davis on last hour. He's a good friend of mine, and he was As the father of a sitting congressman, Rodney Davis, who's been a guest on this show multiple times, he was at the White House Christmas party and has been there for both the Trump and Obama administration Christmas parties. And somehow I get the feeling that he liked the Trump party better because kept emphasizing on how everybody kept saying Merry Christmas. So that was kind of cool. We've got the rabbi coming up calling from Ephrat, Israel yesterday. A new guest on the Weinbaum Show, Aaron Cruz, an author, constitutional libertarian, and Weinbaum favorite, Cheryl Chumley. Again, we've had Jim Jordan. We're going to have him again. And we got Judge Jeanine telling us we need to lock up these people. We've got a song in honor of Dennis Rodman, who seems to have the solution to the North Korea problem via his friend Kim Jong-un. And we got a little rant by me from a previous show. And we got a rant by a Democratic congressman who sat on the Judiciary Committee and just raked the Republicans over the coals for their objections to the questioning of Rod Rosenstein by the Republicans. And another one from Tommy Lahren. In fact, would you play extra three, please?
They didn't start to dislike him until he started to get issues that affected the president that currently serves this country. And because of that, they've said the FBI was in tatters, that the FBI, the chief law enforcement, top law enforcement folks in this country are questionable. Some of their allies on television said they're like the KGB. They've questioned you. They've questioned the Justice Department. They've questioned some of the most loyal, dedicated, fearless people in our country who serve the rule of law. And I find it repugnant and awful, and I wonder what you think about it when you hear about the FBI, which works under you, being suggested it's in tatters and that there's something wrong with the FBI and that they're somehow like the KGB.
Yeah, well, they are, okay? And it's not the people in the field. They're trying to conflate that, they're talking about the agents. No, in fact, the agents, I think, are pretty ticked off at their leadership. I can't see them being, it's like the average CIA person. I have these CIA ex-officers, and they're ticked off at what their leadership is doing. And you better believe the FBI agents, the ones who are worked so hard and found all this evidence against Hillary, just to have their boss just, you know, rub it off his shoulders, just ridiculous. Hi there, welcome to the Dave Weinbaum Show. Because you are the first caller on the show, Lee will be at your house later to bleach bit your computer. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
He better not bleach bit my computer. It's fine, and it doesn't have anything bad on it either.
But you might have something bad, and you never know. This is Brian, right?
Yep.
What a guess. Brian from Salem.
Yep.
What's up, buddy?
Okay. Well, I was just wanted to point out something. Okay. Republicans tend to be pro-life, okay? Democrats tend to be pro-choice. Now, let's look at this and see who really wants to hold men accountable for their activities. If a Republican man wants to save the baby, then he is not trying to erase his mistake or his sin with a woman. A Democrat wants to cover it up by killing the baby. Okay, so who is actually looking out for making sure women are treated right?
Well, here's the other angle to that. You know, half the babies born, roughly, are female.
Right.
So you're wiping out a lot of females who happen to be babies at the same time. Sure, and I would agree with that. There's a lot of males who are for abortion because they don't want to take the responsibility of the human life that they got for cheap sex.
Yes, that's right.
There you go.
And so basically abortion benefits the bad men, not the women. It benefits the bad men.
Well, women would I don't know if they would agree with you or not. A lot of women don't want the extra. They just don't want to take care of the baby for whatever reason they have. A lot of them, you know, end up regretting it later in life. Maybe not all, but a lot of them do. Yeah. And that's why I'm proud to be on the board of directors of the Pregnancy Resource Centers, because we help them out. And they do an amazing job of convincing these women to keep their babies, and they support them afterwards. They help them. They get them jobs. They got places for them to stay. They get them all, you know, a lot of the stuff they need. They help the families out. They help the guys get involved with the baby. It's a big deal, and I'm so proud to be in it. Hey, Brian, thanks a lot. I appreciate that. And you know what? I think we're going to take our first break right now. Why? Because we can. And we got the rabbi coming up, and Aaron Cruz, Cheryl Chumley. This is the Dave Weinbaum Show, KTTR News Radio, 99.7 FM.
Every business needs just the right sign to get people into your business. Missouri Neon Outdoor is here to help. Missouri Neon Outdoor has been family-owned and serving the Ozarks for 80 years. Outdoor advertising remains one of the most cost-effective ways for businesses to build awareness and drive customers to their door. And they offer billboard coverage in over 25 counties in southwest Missouri. Missouri Neon Outdoor has an expert creative staff that can design a great look for you. Call today for available locations in your area. 1-800-788-1778. Hillcrest Pharmacy and Optical has a large selection of unique home health aids and equipment to make life just a little more comfortable for you and your loved ones. They make it easy for you by helping you select these items from their showroom and also through a catalog. At Hillcrest, you can find hospital beds, commodes, ostomy supplies, catheters, diabetic supplies, blood pressure monitors, wheelchairs, walkers, crutches, canes, and so much more. Let Hillcrest bill Medicare and Medicaid for you. That's Hillcrest Pharmacy and Optical, 1100 South Bishop, Highway 63 in Rolla. Their service shows they care.
Cox Brothers Service Company, located in St. James, is there when you need them. Cox Brothers staff is focused on delivering professional restaurant and refrigeration equipment, services, and installation to the local service areas and beyond. Keep your business running right with the professionals at Cox Brothers Service Company. Give them a call at 573-368-4083. And as always, they thank you for your continued support and patronage.
When it comes to investing, here's something to think about. First, are you satisfied with results? Has your advisor taken the time to learn your investment objectives and devised a plan for achieving them? If you answered no to any of those questions, it's time to call St. Louis money manager Lindbergh Capital Management at 314-416-0055. You'll quickly see the difference. They take the time to get to know you, learn your goals, and what's appropriate for you. Call Lindbergh Capital Management today at 314-416-0055.
More. I want more. I need more.
Well, with Hartley's Climate Control, more is what you get with their Get More Sales event. More comfort, more whatever you want with their American Standard Heating and Air Conditioning. Ranked number one in durability, consistent comfort, cleaner air, and great customer service. Buy now and take advantage of instant rebates. Up to $1,100 or 0% APR for 60 months. So get more and have more to spend on bigger things you want with Hartley's Climate Control Get More Sales event. Financing through Wells Fargo for approved customers only.
Hi, this is Sarah Weinbaum, massage therapist at Lavish Day Spa, formerly known as Terra Day Spa. Come visit me at our all-new location on North Bishop next to Steak and Shake. Come take your stress and worries away with our full-service salon and day spa, featuring discounts on Dermalogica and other skincare items offered with a purchase of a facial. New location, same number, 364-0905. Come sail away at Lavish Day Spa in Rolla.
This holiday season, whether you're planning a small get-together with family and friends or a large company gathering, Lucas Wine and Spirits is the smart place to shop. Lucas has designed their store to make it easy to find exactly what you need, and their experts tirelessly study the wine, beer, and spirits industry, giving you peace of mind that you're getting exactly what you want at a great value. You see, they don't work on commission and would never bait and switch. Great gift ideas are in every aisle at Lucas Wine and Spirits Superstore, 15678 Manchester in Ellisville, online at LucasLiquorSTL.com.
For the best in steaks, wine, and great conversation, visit Matt's Steakhouse. Matt's Steakhouse has banquet facilities for all of your event needs, from small office parties to large wedding receptions and everything in between. Matt's Steakhouse, open for lunch and dinner Tuesday through Saturday, located on the Dillon Outer Road in Rolla, just east of exit 189. Call Matt's Steakhouse at 364-1220 to book your next event. For the best in steaks, wine, and great conversation, visit Matt's Steakhouse.
Hey, follow me at DaveWeinbaum.com, on Twitter at TheDaveWeinbaum, and on Facebook.
I want to believe the path you threw out for consideration in Andy's office. Then there's a break. Dash, it says that there's no way he gets elected, no way Trump gets elected. He says, I want to believe that. You said that in the meeting in Andrew McCabe's office. I want to believe that. But then he goes, but I'm afraid we can't take that risk. Now, this goes to intent. He says, we can't take the risk that, you know, the people of this great country might elect Donald Trump president. We can't take this risk. This is Peter Strzok, head of counterintelligence at the FBI. This is Peter Strzok, who I think had a hand in that dossier that was all dressed up and taken to the FISA court. He's saying, we can't take the risk. We have to do something about it.
Connect the dots. Are you seeing the connection, ladies and gentlemen? There's the motivation right there. This is well before the election, just before when the dossier was taken to the FISA court, and we believe that's what set off the investigation of the Trump campaign at the time, and it got all of them wiretapped. Trump was right about it. Anyone here disagree? Anyone here not see it the way I'm seeing it, the way most Americans, by the way, now are beginning to see it? Either we have a justice system or we do not. I wrote a column about a month ago, Killing Justice. And if I think the FBI and Jeff Sessions, the DOJ, AG, I think they got to act, and I think they got to act real quick, or there's going to be a real problem in this country. This is 1,000 times worse than Watergate. This is the FBI itself misbehaving, not just the president. This is the DOJ misbehaving. This is the whole intel agencies that we have in this country that are now trying to determine our elections and who we have as leaders. They are taking away our vote. Disagree? Call me, 573-364-0800 or...
Star KTTR.
Iran, according to Nikki Haley, and she had this rocket, Iran is flooding the Middle East with these illegal rockets. And she can prove they are Iranian, and ergo goes the Iran deal that Trump said they weren't following. There's the proof right there. So this Iran deal may be unraveling as we talk, which was another sponsored Obama deal. And by the way, when you listen to the rabbi, I especially want you to listen to what they think about the Jews in Israel. What do they think about Donald Trump? And what do they think now about Barack Hussein Obama? Hi there. Welcome to the Dave Weinbaum Show. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
My name is Roger Pritchard, calling from Bennett Springs, Missouri. You had an old boy there yesterday. I was coming back from Barnes Hospital in St. Louis, and I'm pretty sure he said he was looking for a bandsaw.
Well, this is not the garage sale.
Okay. All right. So we're back on the show now. And we're going to have the rabbi to talk about that. So listen up for the rabbi. Dennis Rodman says he knows how Kim Jong-un in North Korea ticks. He knows what he needs to do in order to get him to have a peace with Donald Trump and the rest of the world. You know, and I'm for it. You know, just as long as it doesn't bring that idiot LeVar Ball to the Kim Jong-un. I mean, why not, Lee? Why not? Why not Dennis Rodman? He seems to have a relationship with this schmuck. Okay? I mean, they're both really strange. So maybe there is something there that he could solve them. I mean, maybe he just, you know, gets them, you know, gets him a good time somewhere, and he'll be fine. I don't know. Anyways, all right, listen to me. We're going to be listening to the rabbi here, and you want to key that up? All right, ladies and gentlemen, Rabbi Moshe Rothschild. Ladies and gentlemen, big treat time. Weinbaum Show favorite and the second most powerful person in Israel, Chief Rabbi of Rollin, St. James, Missouri. And now, after three scoops, an official prophet, Rabbi Moshe Rothschild. Hi, Rabbi. How are you?
Good, Dave. How are you?
I guess after three scoops, you should be promoted, shouldn't you?
Yeah, I don't know if I'm going to be the most powerful, not the second most powerful.
Well, you know, you got to work on it. You got to get some more scoops for this show. It seems to be the key. All right, it seems to be the key. Yeah. Hey, happy Hanukkah! Could you give a little history about Hanukkah?
Yeah, in a sentence or two, basically 2,100 years ago, the Assyrian Greeks tried to impose their Hellenistic, paganistic culture on the Jews living in Israel, and we rejected that, and they defiled the temple. The Greeks defiled the temple by putting pagan gods in the temple, and we rebelled against the Greeks, and we were victorious under a man named Judah the Maccabee. We expelled the Greeks, and we cleaned out the temple. They found enough oil that was meant to burn in the menorah, or the candelabra in the temple, that would last one day. And miraculously, it lasted 8 days. And so we celebrate by lighting an eight-armed candelabra called the menorah to commemorate this great victory against the Greeks, the victory of light over darkness, of monotheism over paganism, and so we light the menorah each night.
What year in history was this, Rabbi?
167 before the year zero. So I don't know if you're listening.
I've got a Christian audience, so how about B.C.?
Yeah, 167 B.C., 167 before the year zero.
All right, terrific. So now we know that the embassy's moving because of you, who had a week before Trump announced it. I don't know, still don't know how you got that, but now we need to know when the third temple will be built. So when do you estimate it'll be? I don't want to put too much pressure. When do you estimate this will be built?
Maximum within the next 200 years, but I'm thinking a lot sooner.
Well, I hope you take good care of yourself, because if you're going to be the chief rabbi, you know, you're going to have to jog a little bit and stuff like that. Maybe exactly. Lift some weights. All right. Hey, I read where in Jerusalem's Christian section that the Christians are given free Christmas trees. Is that true?
Right.
What's going on?
That's right. Yeah, the municipality of Jerusalem every year gives out free Christmas trees to those who observe Christmas. They do not give out free menorahs to those who observe Hanukkah, but Christians get favoritism here, and they get a free Christmas tree. The state of Israel provides our Christian, either whether you live here, whether you're visiting, a free Christmas tree. Come to the Jaffa Gate, and you'll get one.
Now, I am sure that the Vatican was listening to the last show. Has the Pope contacted you on moving the Vatican embassy to Jerusalem?
He has not contacted, but I can assure you that is not going to happen.
Not going to happen. What about, he had to hear the thing about the artifacts that the Catholic Church confiscated from the temple, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And he had no contact, huh?
No, not yet. Still waiting.
Right. I've talked to a few of my Catholic friends and said, you know, come on, guys.
I don't know if I mentioned on last week's show, but the Czech Republic is going to be, they scolded the European Union, the president of the Czech Republic. He scolded the European Union for their anti-Zionist, stance. So the Czech Republic. Republic. They're also one of the few countries that votes in favor of Israel in all the UN resolutions that are anti-Israel. They always vote on our side.
I know you, that now you're qualified as a prophet. I really believe this, okay?
okay.
But my question to you is, are you a non-profit prophet?
That's good.
Ladies and gentlemen, Rabbi Moshe Rothschild, the hardest he's ever laughed at anything I said, because there's a little jealousy amongst Jews about being funny.
Exactly. Yeah.
Right?
Well, yeah. Well, you know that Mike Pence is coming to Israel this week.
Yeah, but he postponed it because of the tax relief bill.
Exactly. That's what they said, because of the tax relief bill. But he'll be here. He'll be the first, vice president or first president or vice president since 2008 that will address the Knesset in Israel.
Wow.
That's huge here. I also read today an interesting poll. Donald Trump, his approval rating in Israel is now 78%.
It should only be like that here.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. But do you know that Barack Obama, after his presidency began, in his first foreign trip, he went to Cairo, and he gave a speech in Egypt, and his approval rating in Israel was 4%. 4%.
You know what? That's amazing. 4%. Are you listening to this, all of my Jewish listeners out there in California or anywhere else? I got a lot of people in Chicago and New York City. Are you listening to this? 4% in Israel.
4%.
They figured out what Barack Obama is. Like I've said, with his Iran deal, he put more Jews in harm's way than Hitler killed in World War II.
Right. Well, you know, it's important to understand that after the Cairo speech, President Obama linked the state of Israel simply as a post-Holocaust invention. In other words, there was no historicity to the state of Israel. It was as if it had not existed before, you know, Hitler came to power. And that is like the worst possible thing that you can say.
Right.
I mean, the state of Israel, we're not even talking about 2,000 years. We're talking about 3,500 years ago, back to the times of the Bible.
Exactly. So, all right. Well, you know, he was a good Christian under Reverend Wright, so I'm sure they covered that. He just forgot. Okay, Rabbi.
Though, for Pence to come.
Continued happy holidays to you.
You too.
You and the kids, and say, give me a good word in with Pence, will you?
Yeah, I will.
I know. You know, you're way up there now. All right.
I'll pencil you in, Dave.
Pencil me in. Thanks a lot, Rabbi. All right. Thank you, Rabbi Moshe Rothschild, all the way from Ephrat, Israel.
Hey, news alert, Kent Jewelry is not closing. Kent is retiring. Yes, and he's going to pass on the tradition with a new owner very soon. And as a thank you, for over three decades in business, Kent is having the biggest sale of his life. Slash prices further. Discounts up to 65%. And for the listeners of the Dave Weinbaum Show, you get an extra 10% off the sale price. But the best selection is now, and many of the items are one of a kind, and when they're gone, well, you know, they're gone. Ken has authorized his staff to make the deals to sell everything so the new owner can bring his own stuff in. So you know what? You might even get a better deal than what I just told you. Once again, Kent Jewelry's not closing. Ken is just retiring, and the savings are outstanding at Kent's Jewelry, 907 Pine Street, downtown Rolla. All right. And if you want to call the show, 573-364-0800 or
star KTTR.
Now, speaking of the situation in Europe, for example, the anti-Semitism there is reaching close to World War II levels. French Jews are leaving by the thousands. A lot of synagogues have closed because you can't walk down a street in France with a yarmulke on. That's a little Jewish cap. And because you get hell from everybody. You know, everybody, Christians, Muslims alike, the average Frenchman, it's just not good. So they're all, you know, gathering up their stuff and going somewhere else. The story of Jews. But at least now they got a place to go. It's called Israel. Okay. We've got Moore, Judge Moore, is gone. So what do we got now? We got this pro-abortionist, Jones, is going to be the senator, and he's we also got a very, very thin advantage now in the Senate. That's another Democratic seat that we didn't need. I'm just telling you, folks, you know, I mean, I understand everybody's ticked off about Moore and wasn't a very good candidate, but, you know, he had all these unproven allegations, and it looks like the one, the young one, where she was way underage, which is terrible if it actually happened, but she forged part of her evidence and had to admit it. So once you forge your evidence, you are likely to have lied on other issues about that. So, you know, was he innocent or guilty? Oh, I don't know. You know, if you just have accusations and you're going to go by accusations, well, how are you going to ever have a decent election again? You're just going to, you know, have to guess, I guess, who you're going to back and who you aren't. And I love Cheryl Chumley, but for God's sakes, I mean, you know, you take one as allegations and you don't want him, and the other one has allegations, like the president, and you want him. I don't understand the inconsistency of that position to me. Do you understand that, Lee? Am I missing something here?
I like Cheryl Chumley.
I like her a lot. Did I say I disliked her?
No.
Okay, but I
respect her opinion.
I do too, but I disagree with her.
But it's
not consistent.
But I hate to say it. You make a good point.
No, thank you. Well, I know you hate to say that. You okay now that you said that? You're not gonna go into heart, because if somebody has to give you mouth to mouth, it ain't gonna be me. You know, Al Lee. He needs mouth to mouth. Al, come here. Lee, he needs mouth to mouth.
All right,
get out of my studio. Get out of the studio. This is a big mistake.
I'll take that from Lisa or Bree, but not you
guys. That was a big mistake. He called Al in here. That's just not right. All right, you want to call the show, 573-364-0800 or
Star KTTR.
We got Aaron Cruz coming up and Cheryl Chumley. This is the Dave Weinbaum Show, KTTR News Radio, 99.7 FM.
Has your rock rolled away? Does your driveway have more cracks than the Grand Canyon? Does your entryway require a four-wheel drive? Well, if it's time you need new pavement, new concrete, or just more gravel poured for your driveway, road, or construction project, call the guys at Melrose Asphalt today at 364-9101. Let them rock and roll your world today. Melrose Asphalt, 364-9101.
The Acar Real Estate sign in the yard is your first step to sold. Whether buying or selling, put the best team of realtors to work for you. Acar Real Estate is the top-selling real estate agency in four counties. They work diligently to make your real estate transactions happen. Independently owned and operated for over 12 years by Delek Acar, broker owner. When you want results that move you, call the professionals at Acar Real Estate at 368-SELL. That's Acar Real Estate at 368-7355.
Sales results obtained from Maris Incorporated.
GM Certified Service. What does that mean? It means when you schedule an appointment, your vehicle will be repaired or serviced right the first time. It means no matter the make or model, foreign or domestic, you will have someone expertly trained to make sure your vehicle is in top running order. It also means you get the little things like a drive-through service lane to keep you out of the elements, free coffee and Wi-Fi while you wait, and Saturday service too. Find new roads to see service manager Jerry Meany and his expert certified crew of technicians and advisors at Fairground Auto Plaza, 100 Fairgrounds Road in Rolla.
At Gar Truck and Equipment, they understand that keeping your truck rolling down the road is how you make your money. And if parts stores are closed after 5, well, there's no way to repair and be ready for the morning. That is why they are there for you and open until midnight Monday through Friday and 7:30 to 4 on Saturdays. As an authorized Cummins and international dealer, they can fix any make, any model, anytime. Check them out at GarTruck.com. Gar Truck and Equipment. Roll on.
Come see the professionals at Brown Vet Clinic of Rolla, where they promise to place your pet's health and wellness above all considerations. They communicate openly with you about the individual preventative needs of your pet and help protect them from common infectious and contagious diseases while using the best available methods, no matter how big or small the animal. The staff is there to help you 24/7 and will get you an appointment as quickly as possible. Give Brown Vet Clinic a call today for all your animal needs. 364-1919.
If you're remodeling your home, then you are going to want to start from the bottom up and get some new flooring at the Flooring Nook in Rolla. Oh, you went to a big box store. How'd that go?
Excuse me, sir. I need some help picking out flooring.
Oh, yeah. I'm in lawn and garden, and I'm on break. I'll get somebody.
And then no one ever comes.
Sir, the store is closing. You're going to have to leave.
Should have went to the Flooring Nook.
Yes, you should have. See the folks that actually want to help with your flooring needs at the Flooring Nook.
Stop it. At 2077 Old St. James Road or find us on Facebook.
Hey folks, this is Vance from the Bow and Barrel Sportsman Center, and it's time for you to get some more training. Constitutional carry is the law of the land, but what does that really mean? Our advanced CCW course covers what's changed in the law since the start of 2017 and teaches you how to shoot defensively. So join Center Mass Holsters and the Bow and Barrel Sportsman Center for some advanced CCW training. Register at bowandbarrelsports.com and we'll see you on the range.
Are you going crazy arranging trips online? Looking for the perfect romantic or family getaway? How about an anniversary? Getting married, engaged, or just seeking some fun? Clueless about passports and visas? Trips and More is a place to go. Get personal service with no extra fees for the lowest price adventures. Trips and More Travel Agency, 8th and Pine in Rolla, 573-341-3300, where your vacation is our business.
Whether you're the casual collector or a solid investor, come see Ken's Coins in Owensville, and they will treat you right. At Ken's Coins, they buy and sell collector coins, gold and silver coins, bullion and scrap gold and silver. Looking for that perfect piece of jewelry for that special someone? Ken's Coins also sells gold and silver jewelry for any occasion. Rolla Rare Coin is now closed, so they welcome all past and current customers to make that short drive to Ken's Coins on Highway 28 in Owensville, next to the post office, or call them at 573-437-7498.
Handcuffs for Andrew McCabe, Deputy Director of the FBI, the man at the hub protecting Hillary and attempting to destroy Trump. Now, according to Senate Judiciary Chair Grassley and confirmed, being investigated by the Department of Justice for seeking money for his wife's campaign to run with Hillary from her bagman, Terry McAuliffe, chairman of her presidential campaign and board member of her Clinton Foundation, that slush fund. All the while, McCabe was investigating both Hillary and McAuliffe. Grassley says McCabe, and we've confirmed this as well, is also being investigated by the Office of Special Counsel for violating the Hatch Act, which prohibits political activity by federal employees, for using his government email account to distribute contents in his wife's campaign.
Judge Janine from downtown Manhattan. She's a judge. Hi there. Welcome to the Dave Weinbaum Show. Thanks for holding. What's your name? Where are you calling from? Guess you're not there. Call back, please. 573-364-shut-up. I'm tired. I've been up since 3 in the morning. Give me a break. 573-364-0800.
There you go.
All right, so, come on, you're supposed to do your
bit. ATTR.
All right, well, you're sitting there dreaming over there.
I am dreaming.
All right, and I want to make a brief announcement here. New York Eve. No, New Year's Eve. Hey, Dance the Night Away with Synergy, a great band led by Bob, at Hasselman Alumni House, 1100 Pine Street, from 8 p.m. to 1 a.m. That's on New Year's Eve. Lots of food, cash bar with champagne toast at New Year's. Hey, call Delek Akar at 573-368-7355 or 573-465-4321. Only $50 a ticket for, all you can eat and a lot of stuff you can drink. And, you got to buy the drinks, but still, it's a good deal. Hi there. Welcome to the Dave Weinbaum Show. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, Dave. This is Paula from Salem.
Hi, Paula. What's going on?
I think part of the problem that we have with the Republican Congress, not the House, but the Senate, is that the majority of the Republican senators were re-elected or re-elected on Trump's coattails, and their promise to get rid of Obamacare, lower taxes, on and on and on and on, but they were elected or re-elected at the same time as Trump on those promises, and now they're in for 6 years. They're not worried about it. They figure 6 years from now, people will either have forgotten what they did or didn't do. They really don't care. And the people who are up for re-election on the Republican side this time are just too few. They don't care. I really don't think they want to be the majority. I don't think they really want to take the responsibility and do what needs to be done. Period.
To your point, Paula, you know what, Rodney Davis, the House of Representatives, one of the leaders in the House, really, not officially, but, you know, could be the next Speaker of the House. He says, the Senate is just a retirement home.
Yeah.
They're not interested in doing a lot of work. You know, they just sort of hang out. I mean, what did they do like the last year or so? They did nothing. The House was passing all those bills under Harry Reid and sent them over there, and they did nothing. And it's fairly—it's not that much different under McConnell.
Yeah, and my concern at this point is what's going to happen is a whole lot of people out here are very, very upset and angry that they, those senators, haven't done their job, and it's going to hurt the House.
Yeah, it will.
That the House that has, Paul Ryan, I have my problems with Paul Ryan. Yep. I guess everybody does. I think he's a gentleman and a fine individual, good family man, et cetera, et cetera. But, you know, he has a lot of people that he's got to deal with. But my golly, they've gotten it done.
Absolutely right. I have my problems with him too, but he got it done. He got it done. Stuff.
And I'm afraid the House is going to suffer because of
Of course they will. Everybody's going to suffer if they don't get this tax thing through.
Yep.
Wow. I mean, this is going to be the market's going to drop 1,000 points easily.
Yeah, it is, and it is all of this hope. All of this. You talk about Obama, that jerk, and hope. What an idiot. This is real hope. This is real hope for real people.
How do you really feel, Paul? Oh, you can't say it because you might swear.
I wouldn't have
a show anymore.
I apologize, Dave.
It's all right. I love the passion.
I am very upset with what,
If you're a concerned citizen, you see what's going on here, you got to be pretty darn upset.
Yeah, I am. And this is, what can you say? I just sputter.
I know.
But in any case, happy Hanukkah. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you. And
whatever.
I appreciate it. Thanks for the call. All righty. Now we're going to interview a young lady out of California who's got a book, Erin Cruz, as soon as Lee finds the button.
Hey, ladies and gentlemen, a new guest, talk show host, author whose new book is Revolution America, a passionate constitutional libertarian, Erin Cruz, calling all the way from California. Hi, Erin. How are you?
I'm good. How are you doing?
I'm good. Thanks a lot. Hey, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me.
Hey, let's talk a little bit about the Moore, Alabama defeat. What's your take on it?
You're talking about Judge Moore.
I know the thing was a setup with all these women showing up after 38 years. There's no doubt in my mind that's a setup. But what about the actual, was there voter cheating and stuff like that? Do you have any evidence of that?
You know, I've seen it all over the social media. You know, I think that it's going to have to be left up to the committees over there in Alabama, you know, to the voter registrar and other people to look into each and every case. I mean, they do that. Unfortunately, it takes a lot of time, and it is a process. And then it kind of dwindles down, and we don't really hear much until we see an article about so-and-so and such hiding bags and then going to jail or facing this charge or that charge. And it's just a minor headline, you know.
Let's assume for the moment that other than the women showing up all of a sudden, that the votes were okay and he probably lost. What are the effects on that? I saw where just today, Paul Ryan says he's gonna retire in 2018. Kind of a big deal.
Well, I think part of it is we have to stop dividing the right and the Republicans and conservatives and anyone who's, you know, of the mindset we have to get this country back on track, and that means holding the Senate. And, you know, Ryan, I'm not sure what his deal is. I was out on a run and I didn't get to read about it, but, you know.
It just happened, so.
There has to come to a place in Congress with the American people where we can band together and not continue to allow the left to divide us, or shall I say, the progressive communists to divide us. I do believe there are good Democrats and conservative Democrats, actually old-time Democrats, who probably would vote Republican if we, you know, could get our act together and be on the same page.
Doing a little pivot right now. Your book is Revolution America. Did I get that right?
Yes, actually, yes.
Mm-hmm. Oh, cool. All right. If you've been following what's going on with the hearings of the FBI head Wray and Rodenstein, who is in charge of the Mueller investigation, you know, it seems to me that there's an intel coup d'etat happening right now, that these guys are frauds in the FBI and the DOJ. Do you see a real revolution in our future?
So let me go ahead and slow this down for you. So
okay.
We have the FBI, which you're concerned about, Mueller investigation,
mm-hmm.
Intel issues. You're looking at leaks, you know, corruption within our deepest bowels of our, you know, all of our branches of the government. But what you have to see is the bigger picture. And this morning, what I saw was Comey had in his hands a sheet of paper which had a list of people who attended a closed door session, you know, on drugs and marijuana. And somebody took a picture of it and leaked it. Now, I'm going to tell you what, not Comey, Sessions.
Okay, Sessions.
Was carrying the sheet of paper.
Yeah.
Sessions was carrying the sheet of paper. And I'm going to tell you what, Sessions is, he is one of our top intel people. He's no dummy. He's not going to carry around a sheet of paper unless he wants you to get the information and he wants to find out who's leaking. I think we have people who are within our government who are smart, who are loyal, who are patriots. And we have people who are literally undermining every branch of our government. So,
well, that's,
you know,
right now, that's proven. That's absolutely proven. Talk to my audience about your thoughts on the ongoing sexual harassments, starting with, Bill Clinton, you know. If every woman is to be believed, then why hasn't Bill Clinton been charged with rape?
He's Bill Clinton. And look at Hillary Clinton and what she's been dragged through. I mean, the Clintons have been under the FBI watch for a long time and been looked at very closely, and not just sexual harassment, but other things. And you have to, that's where we're talking about, you know, corruption and holding people accountable. I mean, are these people ever going to be held accountable for their deeds?
It appeared to me that the intel agencies backed the Clinton campaign,
right?
Almost exclusively, including the heads of the leadership of the FBI, the mm-hmm. CIA, and mm-hmm. National Intelligence Agency, the NIA.
Yes.
So they almost mm-hmm. all came together and were bad, and they still badmouthed Trump. And we find that these agents are out. So I during now the Trump presidency, what came out then was Hillary Clinton was the biggest basher of the women that
Absolutely.
Came out and reported Bill had sexually assaulted or raped them. Hey, Aaron, how do we
Trump?
Get hey, – I'm running out
yeah.
of time. How do we get your book?
AaronCruz.com.
AaronCruz.com.
Yes.
And it's C-R-U-Z, right?
Yes. Yeah,
just like Ted.
It'll also be available at Barnes & Noble. Make sure the small brick and mortars, call your small brick and mortar and make sure they carry copies in your communities. Yeah.
Hey, Aaron, do you believe in the Second Amendment?
Absolutely.
Why is it illegal for rabbits to own guns?
Oh, gosh, here you go. Tell me.
Hair triggers. Aaron Cruz, ladies and gentlemen, calling all the way from Palm Springs, California. Thank you so much.
Lee liked that, you know?
Wasn't bad.
Yeah, well, you know, and occasionally, you know, it's a dumb little joke, but usually you groan about those. Can I tell you? Hey there, welcome to the Dave Weinbaum Show. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
This would be Lavone in Rolla.
Hey, Lavone, how you doing? You haven't called in a long time.
Well, I was working a part-time job, and I am now retired.
Oh, well, congratulations, I think. I hope it was voluntarily.
No, I was getting paid.
No, I'm saying that they didn't fire you, did they?
No.
Okay, so you voluntarily retired. A lot of people say they retired, but they actually got canned. You know what I'm saying?
No.
Well, what can I do for you, Lavone?
Well, I wish you guys all a Merry Christmas.
Thank you.
Here.
Thank you. Merry Christmas to you, too.
Thank you. I just want to air a couple of minutes of a complaint I have, big time.
A couple of minutes?
One.
Okay.
I am so tired of listening to people that do not know what they are talking about, calling in on C-SPAN and other networks and what, and saying that the seniors has it so great on Medicare. Well, I am thankful for Medicare, but they need to check in and find out what the seniors really pay. We pay for Medicare Part B if we choose to take that. We pay out of our Social Security check on that. We then still don't have insurance on our medications, and you have to pay a secondary insurance every month if you want another insurance to pick up on the 20% that Medicare don't pay. So those people out there that don't know what they're talking about, thinking that Medicare pays all of us seniors' expenses, you're wrong.
You know, that would be Lee. And Lee, are you listening to this? Because I think Lavone's got a good point. You need to just stop it.
Lavone's very smart.
That's Lee. I mean, I hear him all the time. You know, he tries to disguise his voice on C-SPAN, but he just can't do it. You know, he's too popular here. You know? No, it's a serious situation, and I'm sorry to make fun, but... Well, what are you going to do? I mean, you got to be funny once in a while. But how does the tax plan deal with this? Does it deal with it at all?
I've not listened. I've listened to some of it, yeah.
All right.
You know, you've got some of them, like some out there on the East Coast and that one up in Alaska and what. I don't know. Personally, my feelings about them is... it wouldn't make any difference what you put up there. They'd find something to growl about.
Well, that's true.
Complain about.
Well, yeah, but that's why I have a radio show. I mean, people call to complain.
Lisa Murkowski in Alaska.
Yeah, okay.
And what's your name down there on the East Coast?
That's a
Collins.
Big...
Susan Collins is another
yes,
one.
Yes, yes.
And now the one down in
So do you agree with them or disagree?
Well, I disagree with most of them thinking.
Right. Interesting.
Because
both of them were anti-killing Obamacare and seemed to be very shaky on the tax plan.
Well, I think there's just too many little Republicans that's afraid to go out there in the water and do what they should do and come up with something and get rid of Obamacare and get on with something that is a real insurance program for everybody.
Lavone for Congress, ladies and gentlemen. What? All right, listen, I got to go. Thank you so much for the call. That's Lavone from Rolla. Boy, she was on a roll. I've never heard her so animated.
Lavone.
Whatever. Thanks. Lavone or Lavone?
Lavone.
Lavone. Okay.
She said her name.
I know, but I'm tired. Do you see that? I'm tired. I was up since 3 in the morning. And I know you're playing the guitar. You're playing the little sad song. And I need to be pitied right now.
Well, not going to happen, Jesus.
I know. Not from you, anyways. Mm-hmm. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we are going to take another break. Why? Because we need to and because I love my sponsors. Spend your money with them. And speaking of sponsors, hey, Lucas Liquors, you know, in St. Louis up there in Manchester, holy cow, what a place to get all your holiday beverages there. They got the best beer department and the best wine. And you know what? They have a lighting system set up so your wine doesn't get ruined. Get your butt up there, and they'll take you around the store and match what you can afford to spend, and it's, and they got some great, great wines, great beers, great alcohol in general, and they're really good. I mean, I've been going up there for 8 years now, and for the last 5 years, they've been a sponsor of this show. So I would go up there, tell them Dave sent you. And another announcement, Butch Daniels, my good friend Butch Daniels, is opening up another storage facility on Highway 72. You know what? He sponsors the show, and we filled up his first facility real quick, so he's opening up another one. So call old Butch down there, who didn't leave me his phone number, but you can find him, I'm sure. You know, Butch Daniels, storage facilities. Anyways, we're going to be right back. This is the Dave Weinbaum Show, KTGR News Radio, 99.7 FM.
Great news. Any size ice cold and refreshing soft drinks are still just $1 at McDonald's every day. That's the news. Now the weather. Soft drink lovers at McDonald's report enjoying ice cold deliciousness. Also reported, chance of refreshment, 100%. Get any size soft drink for just $1, only at McDonald's. A la carte only, limited time offer at participating McDonald's cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal.
Who let the dogs out? Shadowwood Pet Resort. But Ralphie tells me only on their supervised nature trails, and it's back to their warm and comfy condos with food, water, and treats for any length stay. And they separate dogs by size. Now a condo for cats in a different room. Great assortment of food, toys, collars, and bowls. Tell them Ralphie sent you and get a free treat. 368-4866. That's 573-368-4866. 11420 Cedar Grove, where your pets might be having a better time than you.
Owning a business can be tough, and knowing what insurance you need can be confusing. Help is here with the Daniel & Henry Company. Daniel & Henry Company is an independent insurance broker providing a full range of risk management and insurance products and services for clients locally, nationally, and internationally. They find cost-effective solutions for your business and personal needs, from work comp, general liability, property and auto, and all points in between. Protecting your business is their business. Call Richard Boyette at the Daniel & Henry Company today, 314-444-5011.
I want to talk to you about Daniel's climate control storage. Temperatures are kept from 60 to 80 with 55% humidity. If you ever watch Storage Wars, you know how your stuff can get smelly and ruined. Daniel's storage has secure gates and keypad access and security cameras. Call Investment Realty at 573-364-4050. I keep my stuff at Daniel's. How about you?
Does your trip to the dentist office sound like this? If so, it's time to come see the friendly staff at Forum Dental, where they make dentistry simple and fun. Forum Dental is committed to patient satisfaction and high-quality dental care. So come to Forum Dental, where they do it all, from teeth cleaning and whitening to bridges and crowns and so much more. At Forum Dental, they make every dental experience a pleasant one. Forum Dental, working together to be better. Visit their website at forumdental.com.
More. I want more. I need more.
Well, with Hartley's Climate Control, more is what you get with their Get More Sales event. More comfort, more whatever you want with their American Standard Heating and Air Conditioning. Ranked number one in durability, consistent comfort, cleaner air, and great customer service. Buy now and take advantage of instant rebates. Up to $1,100 or 0% APR for 60 months. So get more and have more to spend on bigger things you want with Hartley's Climate Control Get More Sales event. Financing through Wells Fargo for approved customers only.
That's in honor of Dennis Rodman, who I think is a drinking buddy of Kim Jong-un. I think you're going to bring him some wine, share it with him, maybe, you know, say, hey, well, why don't you meet with Donald Trump? He ain't so bad of a guy. And get him a little drunk on some cheap wine and get him together and tell this, this nut, you know, he let Donald put his charm on this guy and say, hey, what are you doing? Come on, man. You know, get him a little drunk and get him to get rid of his nukes. I mean, what else? I mean, what do you got to lose? You know, Dennis Rodman thinks he has the solution to the North Korea problem, and it can't get much worse than it already is. It's we're headed for a war. I'd do it, wouldn't you, Lee?
Sure.
Yeah, there you go. Mm-hmm. There you go. So that was in honor of Dennis Rodman. Hey, I want you to play extra number two. I want to do my little rant because this was, I believe, it was last week's show, and I want people to know that I've been on this thing for a long time now, and I think I've called it pretty accurately. So hit it, please.
Why do they continue to hide behind this garbage? We have a right to know. And I tell you what this is, folks. This isn't just corruption. This is an attempt from the last administration to overturn the duly elected president of the United States, Donald J. Trump. That's where this is going. Mueller, Comey, McCabe, Rosenstein, and now Ray. And I'm going to tell you something. If Jeff Sessions doesn't get his you-know-what together, Trump should fire him.
By the way, Moore's been defeated, and in these hearings now, you got people calling for... Because, you know, Moore got defeated and he had sexual allegations. One of them was from a minor, alleged minor at the time. Of course, they were all 38 years old and none of them have come out until this particular election. So, you know, I mean, it's right there. You got no time to answer or respond. There's no time to have a trial or anything like that. So it was a complete total hit job, one of which proved to be a forgery, which is from the gal that claims she was a minor when this guy attacked her. So who knows? I mean, you know, maybe it was, but it doesn't look like it. So you got to watch that kind of stuff. But here's what's happening now because of this. Gillibrand. This is the senator who took Hillary's seat in New York City with the backing of Hillary and Bill, who defended Bill a lot while Bill was getting accused of rape and harassment. And Hillary, and they were buddies and all that, all of a sudden she comes out and says, you know what, I would have told President Clinton to resign. Okay, well, that's coming out now, right? Like, how politically safe is that in 2017 versus when it was happening in 1999? All right? And now I believe she's running for president. And she's going to be running against Bernie and maybe Pocahontas. They're out there taking away, Indian money or Native American money by trying to, well, act like she is one, which she isn't. And Trump isn't going to go away lightly. He has said that she's come into his office so many times that she would have done anything to get cash for her campaign, anything. So this is somehow supposed to be sexist. When he said the same thing about Schumer, and by the way, if he's so bad, why hasn't Gillibrand returned the campaign money? Why hasn't she? And why hasn't she not called for Bill Clinton's arrest as a rapist? I mean, with all these people saying this stuff, you had Juanita Broderick claiming she was raped by Bill Clinton. How come she isn't believed? Why is it only other liberals that are believed? You know, liberal women. It's an outrage. All right, call the show, 573-364-0800 or...
Star KTTR.
All right, we're going to take our final break, and then we're going to hear from Cheryl Chumley, Weinbaum Show, and Lee Burr favorite. All right, this is the Dave Weinbaum Show, KTTR News Radio, 99.7 FM.
Being a business owner can be tough, especially when trying to design the signage just right for your business. Missouri Neon can help. Family owned and serving the Ozarks for 80 years. They provide custom expert sign design, manufacturing, installation, and service for virtually everyone from large businesses to schools and churches. They specialize in full color digital signage and new LED lighting technology and can offer affordable sales and equipment leasing options. Stop stressing and let them take care of you. That's Missouri Neon, your signage experts. 1-800-788-1778.
Cox Brothers Service Company, located in St. James, is there when you need them. Cox Brothers staff is focused on delivering professional restaurant and refrigeration equipment, services, and installation to the local service areas and beyond. Keep your business running right with the professionals at Cox Brothers Service Company. Give them a call at 573-368-4083. And as always, they thank you for your continued support and patronage.
When it comes to investing, making and keeping money isn't easy. It really boils down to this. Superior returns require superior knowledge, but knowledge is neither cheap nor easy to come by. That's where the folks at St. Louis-based Lindbergh Capital can help. They've spent considerable time and energy determining what works in investing, what doesn't, and why. If you'd like to harness the power of this knowledge and put it to work for you, contact Lindbergh Capital at 314-416-0055. That's 314-416-0055.
Are you going crazy arranging trips online? Looking for the perfect romantic or family getaway? How about an anniversary? Getting married, engaged, or just seeking some fun? Clueless about passports and visas? Trips and More is a place to go. Get personal service with no extra fees for the lowest price adventures. Trips and More Travel Agency, 8th and Pine in Rolla, 573-341-3300, where your vacation is our business.
Whether you're planning a small family get-together or a large company gathering for the holidays, Lucas Wine & Spirits has what you need, plus great gift ideas, too, at Lucas Wine & Spirits Superstore, 15678 Manchester Road, where the smart people shop.
For the best in steaks, wine, and great conversation, visit Matt's Steakhouse. Matt's Steakhouse has banquet facilities for all of your event needs, from small office parties to large wedding receptions and everything in between. Matt's Steakhouse, open for lunch and dinner Tuesday through Saturday, located on the Dillon Outer Road in Rolla, just east of exit 189. Call Matt's Steakhouse at 364-1220 to book your next event. For the best in steaks, wine, and great conversation, visit Matt's Steakhouse.
Whether you're the casual collector or a solid investor, come see Ken's Coins in Owensville, and they will treat you right. At Ken's Coins, they buy and sell collector coins, gold and silver coins, bullion and scrap gold and silver. Looking for that perfect piece of jewelry for that special someone? Ken's Coins also sells gold and silver jewelry for any occasion. Rolla Rare Coin is now closed, so they welcome all past and current customers to make that short drive to Ken's Coins on Highway 28 in Owensville, next to the post office, or call them at 573-437-7498.
Hey folks, this is Vance from the Bow and Barrel Sportsman Center, and it's time for you to get some more training. Constitutional carry is the law of the land, but what does that really mean? Our advanced CCW course covers what's changed in the law since the start of 2017 and teaches you how to shoot defensively. So join Center Mass Holsters and the Bow and Barrel Sportsman Center for some advanced CCW training. Register at bowandbarrelsports.com and we'll see you on the range.
This is a special report on the Weinbaum News Network. Earlier, Representative Jordan interviewed James Comey, and this is a piece of that hearing.
Did Secretary Clinton know her legal team deleted those emails that they kept from us?
I haven't got a brain. Only strong. Some people without brains do an awful lot of talking, don't they?
Now it's Christopher Wray's turn.
Director, was Agent Peter Strzok the former deputy head of counterintelligence at the FBI? And he's the same Peter Strzok who was a key player in the Clinton investigation, the same Peter Strzok who interviewed Cheryl Mills, Huma Abedin, participated in the Clinton Secretary Clinton's interview. And he's also the same Peter Strzok who changed Director Comey's exoneration letter, changed the term gross negligence, which is a crime, to extreme carelessness. Is that the same guy?
Oh, I see nothing. I was not here. I did not even get up this morning.
Is there anything prohibiting you from showing this committee the what was presented to the FISA court? The application you all put together at the FBI that was presented to the FISA court. Is there anything preventing you from showing us that?
No, sorry. I said no meaning yes. No meaning yes? Look, I want a straight answer. Is there someone else or isn't there? Yes or no?
No.
No, there is or no, there isn't?
Yes.
Please! Not me! I'm not gonna take this! Warner, he's a dead man! Marmalade, dead! Niedermeyer! Let's go!
That's all, folks.
Aha! Aha! What do you know from funny, you...
Keith Stevenson, what did you think, Lee? Pretty good?
It was all right.
Yeah, it was okay. Yeah, well, that was pretty funny. I mean, it's cute. Well put together. Could have been a little funnier, but not bad. Hi there, welcome to the Dave Weinbaum Show. I hope you've held. What's your name? Where are you calling from? All right, well, call me back. 573-364-0800 or...
Star KTTR.
Okay, so we got Cheryl Chumley coming up, and then I'll be... the phones will be free, all right? So let's hit it for Cheryl Chumley, please.
Ladies and gentlemen, Weinbaum favorite, media goddess, online editor of the Washington Times, Cheryl Chumley. Hi, Cheryl, how are you?
Hey, Dave, doing great.
Well, now there's a new senator in Alabama. What do you think? What are the consequences of that?
Well, Donald Trump's job just got a whole lot harder because, as you know and as your listeners are aware, Donald Trump's been fighting with the Republican-dominated Congress the entire year to get any of his agenda passed. And now the Democrats have another voice. So the practical side of this is that Democrats have more power in the Senate now.
Does tax reform, tax cuts pass?
I do think tax reform passes. I don't think it's going to be the great package that Trump promised on the campaign trail, but I do think middle-class Americans, average Americans, and definitely the corporations are going to see some breaks.
Any Democrats going to vote for it?
There might be a couple, but I don't. By and large, Democrats do not vote for anything that Donald Trump puts out there.
And Paul Ryan, as you know, has resigned.
This is very interesting.
Yeah. I guess he's retiring from Congress, from all of Congress in 2018.
Very interesting development. Mm-hmm. You know, there's been a lot of turnover in this last year, really.
Yeah. Hey, Jim Jordan, I don't know if you've been, I know you've been watching this, is he's accusing the FBI, the DOJ, Mueller, and his team of a coup d'etat from one candidate to the present president of the United States. Your thoughts?
Yeah, Jim Jordan has been fiery in Congress. I saw his questioning of Christopher Wray a few days ago for the hearing, and then I saw bits and pieces of his questioning of Rod Rosenstein this week. And this guy is coming forward. He's just the real spokesperson for the American patriot, and I think he raises some good points. I think he raises some real red flags, and I think Americans, by and large, want the same questions answered that he's raised.
You know why he's so tough, don't you?
Why's that?
Jim Jordan, four-time high school state wrestling champion, two-time NCAA champion wrestling for Wisconsin.
Wow.
The guy's just tough. I even watched a match of his on YouTube, and he was one talented wrestler, too. I mean, he just goes right to the point. He goes right for the takedown. You know what I'm saying?
Wow.
So there's no wasted words with this guy. So here's the problem that I think the DOJ and all these FBI directors and Jeff Sessions has. He's making too much sense, and they got the goods on these people colluding now with this Strzok and what's the guy's name, Bruce Orr, and his wife working for the people that created – the dossier, the Russian dossier, and the conversation that they had in McCabe's office about, well, you know, Trump's not going to win, but just in case we need some insurance. What the hell does that mean?
Yeah, and then the text messaging that we still haven't, we're just starting to dive into some of the text messaging that came out. And it's just, you know, to put it diplomatically, there are some really uncomfortable connections, really discomforting conversations that we're seeing come to light. And it just, it points a beeline back to some sort of collusion or corruption within our highest law enforcement, highest intelligence agencies in America. And, you know, we really need the questions answered on this. And I think Congress is right in wanting to bring forward some officials with the DOJ and the FBI for questioning under subpoena.
I think the FBI... and the Mueller investigation and the DOJ, I think they're headed for a train wreck, because now there's proof that how corrupt these guys are and how anti-Trump they are, to the extent they would go and try to overthrow a duly elected American president.
Yeah, tainted is the word here. And, you know, if you go back in time, it really, way back when Mueller was assembling his team of investigators to look into this supposed Russia-Trump collusion on the election trail, it really made no sense at the get-go that Mueller brought forward investigators that were heavy on the Democratic donating side. You know, he could have been a little bit more balanced with that, because that, to me, was a big red flag right there. And now, fast forward a few weeks, and we're finding out, hey, these people weren't so nonpartisan, unbiased as it was suggested.
How soon before Mueller ends his witch hunt?
Well, I think he's going to keep plowing ahead. I think this is a guy that is just dismissing and shrugging his shoulders at all the negative press attention. And I think no matter what Congress does, it's going to take something remarkable to get him to shut down the investigation.
On another subject, have liberals accepted terror and death to U.S. citizens as somewhat justifiable in terms of what they get power-wise from unvetted immigration?
I don't know what liberals think about terrorism, except that they think there is absolutely no connection between border controls and cracking down on the risk to innocent Americans by terrorists. And if you watch that sad press conference in New York City after the subway was just hit by a terrorist, it seemed as if those on the left were trying to sell the point that this is the new normal in America.
Exactly.
Which I think there's a lot of Americans out there, myself included, who do not want to accept that as a reality. We are not a third world nation that has been under siege by terrorists for decades. This is new to us, and it's something that we should not just fight, but that we should win.
So you think Sheriff Joe, at the ripe old age of 83 or 84, he can run for Senate and win, right? Flake
yeah.
seat? Really?
Go for it.
You're going to be his campaign manager, are you?
I think he's got his age working against him. But, hey, this is America. Anybody can run for office.
Yeah, he could probably win down there. Hey,
yeah.
You know, please think of this as you partake in Christmas cheer, as I'm sure you will. Cheryl?
What's that? Yes.
Contrarians drink to remember. Cheryl Chumley, everybody. Thank you so much, Cheryl. Merry Christmas to you and your family. And we'll catch you in the new year.
Thank you. Merry Christmas and Happy Hanukkah.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Isn't she terrific? Smart woman, you know. We got to get her back on Fox News. Hi there. Welcome to the Dave Weinbaum Show. I hope you've held. What's your name? Where are you calling from? Guess not. Okay. Why do they keep calling at the beginning of the of a interview and then hang up? Why don't you just listen to the show? You know, it is live stream all over the world. If you got buddies, you know, you can tell, hey, live stream that Weinbaum show. Okay, click on it and you can listen to it, and then you'll know when the breaks are. You'll know when the interviews are. So, all right, so if you want to call the show, we have an unfettered 10 minutes or so. Call 573-364-0800 or
star KTTR.
Okay, got Now we're on to finally the back page. We only got about 9 more things to talk about, and I've got 9 minutes. All right, 10 minutes. Hey, new victims and abusers. Daryl Hannah, a victim of Harvey Weinstein. Salma Hayek says that she was a victim of Weinstein and that he threatened to kill her. Tavis Smiley, his staff are victims. All right. Hi there. Welcome to the Dave Weinbaum Show. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Hey, this is Rodney calling from Waynesville.
Hi, Rodney. What's up?
I'd just like to make a small what I see with Roy Moore. The Democrats had all that information prior to him winning the runoff between Mr. Strange and him. And the same way with Donald Trump, but it was just so much more damning with these girls. Actually, they're not girls. They're all my age and older. They're in their late 50s and stuff.
Well, it's very kind of you to say that. I'm 69 years old.
Time flies. My body's just getting old and sore all the time. But that's the way, that's our life.
There it is.
That way. But I'm going to point out that the Democrats had all that information prior to the runoff. They actually hoped that he would win to run for that reason, so they had a good reason. Because they did the same thing with Donald Trump.
Yeah, you know what? The last minute release of that tape on the bus from Billy Bush, they thought that was going to be it. That was all over for him, and Trump probably thought it was all over too. Yeah. The only guy that really stuck it out with him was Bannon, and Bannon in that case was right, and Moore's case was not.
Well, it was a lot different. He was just commenting about his life when he was younger and flamboyant, but if you're a business owner, you know that you may be in a dedicated relationship with your wife, but I never was, and I had employees. I had females that would come on quite strongly to get higher positions in my little restaurant, and sometimes I took advantage of that.
Oh, all right.
And even with Harvey Weinstein,
that
has been common for years and years. And now it is getting to the point, even if you look at a woman and stuff, she can feel like, oh, I don't like that guy. He's ugly. And so I'm going to file stalking charges. And actually in the state of Michigan, they have that on their books where a woman feels a guy is Googling them. They could file a form of stalking.
Well, it's coming to that. I mean, it's pretty soon we're going to become a extinct species because people can't get together anymore because of fear of harassment charges.
Yes, and my children's mother. Yeah. You always start with a kiss and see if it goes anywhere. See if the feelings are mutual, and. What are you supposed to do? Documentation?
If it makes them feel uncomfortable and there's nothing that overtly says that they are uncomfortable, it's hard to know. I mean, you got to just watch your butt, I'll tell you. Hey, I got to go, Rodney. Thanks for the call. I appreciate it. Hi there. Welcome to the Dave Weinbaum Show. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Jimmy from Doolittle. Jimmy from Doolittle.
Hey, what's up?
Well, I just wanted to let you know, last week I had trouble, and I was going to tell you last week what I'm saying now, and that is, we always wondered what they were doing right after the election and when they got to talking about how that President Obama was staying in Washington, D.C., and what was going to be this thing, and you're watching the news business turn into a fifth column. Just to destroy this country at the ready bidding of these people. And you have got a concerted group of people who are working there, like you said, to get that overturned.
And either these guys got to go to jail or we're done as a country.
Yeah. And the only thing I want to say about this is getting so bad. I heard this one lady who was all in a huff about how that she was abused by a senator. And they asked him what happened, and he said, well, he looked at me and he asked me if I could turn around for him. so he could see the dress, and he complimented me on it.
Oh, yeah. Well, there you go. That's all we've come down to, Jimmy. Yeah. Hey, thanks for the call. I appreciate it. Hi there. Welcome to the Dave Weinbaum Show. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Morning, Dave. This is Average Joe from Rosebud.
No, you're not average. You're way above average. What's up, Joe?
I just got one little thing to say before I wish everybody a Merry Christmas. The top four, FBI, top one is best, Nancy Pelosi, Harry Reid, and Bill and Hillary. They all need to go to jail.
Yeah, if you can't hear him, and you're a little, your reception is not very good. You're saying that all these people need to go to jail, especially Bill and Hillary, and
absolutely.
I would agree. I mean, you know, if all this is true, then Bill's got to be charged with rape.
Absolutely.
You know.
Beyond all this, happy Hanukkah, Christmas, and everything calls bright and.
Hey, call me back next week. I can't hardly understand you. Sorry about that. That was Average Joe from Rosebud, who had a much less than average phone connection here. But I'll call back next week, I hope. But I just couldn't understand him. So, hey, either that or he was on a bottle. He was drinking or something. I don't know what the hell's going on. So you've got, let's see. Oh, the Kate Steinle vigil was destroyed. Her pictures were ripped up, and this was done by leftist scum like Antifa. And what did she do wrong? She took a walk with her father on the pier in San Francisco where they lived and was shot by an illegal alien felon. And they want to have a vigil for her, and they rip up her picture? Now, I don't know if this is connected or not, but the mayor of San Francisco, Ed Lee, just dropped dead recently within the last couple of days. So I don't know if that's connected or not. I don't think it is, but, you know, just thought I'd throw that in there since it did happen. Disney and Fox, a $50 billion merger. This is no Mickey Mouse deal. Do you think, Lee?
No, it's big.
Yeah, there you go.
Mega deal.
Maybe it's Goofy. I don't know. Hey, sports. Holes in one in Rolla. There's a threesome of holes in ones. I don't know if they're truthful or not, but Don Izzy Isreg, you know him? Dr. Falkenhayn, and John Stites, all with holes in one. And my grandson, Ethan, gets a varsity letter as a freshman in football. How's that? That's pretty cool. And what else do we got here? Let's see. Amavora? Is that right? Amavora is fired from the White House. And there's this big to-do about it because they claim that she tried to get into the residence. And she denies it. But she's going to talk about it later. And she feels bad about stuff. So Trump had nice things to say about her. Christmas in Nazareth is canceled by the Muslim mayor. And he blames it on Donald Trump because he's moving the embassy from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem. How about that? So this is Donald Trump's fault. Hi there, welcome to the Dave Weinbaum Show. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Sorry, Dave. Can you hear me now?
Yes, I can hear you. Be quick, though.
I just wanted to wish you a happy Hanukkah and a Merry Christmas. And hopefully next year is going to be another wonderful year.
Merry Christmas to you, way above average, Joe. I appreciate that. And thank you for either sobering up quick or fixing your connection. I appreciate it.
Listen, is there any chance that I could meet the famous Lisa Strauss anytime soon?
I don't know where she makes when she's going to make her next appearance, but maybe February 2nd when the groundhog appears.
Oh, okay. I understand.
Yeah. I'll ask her. Okay. Thanks.
Thank you so much.
That's great. Bye. Don't want to meet me, do you? And speaking of Lisa Strasser, you know what she got me for Hanukkah? She got us twin DNA tests. These DNA tests where you take a sample from your cheek, inside cheek, and you send it off. And so we're going to apparently find out what kind of Jew I really am. Huh. You know, that's kind of interesting. Have you ever done that? Anyone ever done that? I mean, you know, you send it in and they tell you, you know, you're 10% Indian, you know, 14% black.
50% in your case, idiot. Anyways, you know what? This has been a lot of fun today, guys, and I really appreciate it. I'm very tired. Thank you so much, Lee, and thank you, Keith, and all my sponsors out there. I really appreciate that. And you guys have a great weekend coming up to the holidays now. Get that shopping done and go to my sponsors, will you? This is the Dave Weinbaum Show, KTJR News Radio, 99.7 FM.